and the lady in gray still mournfully cries in Stone 233, where her Benjamin lies. With flowers and tears she grieves to this day for the soldier who loved the lady in gray.
Sam Passamano II, head of the Rural Rhythm Records label, is a Civil War buff. When he got to work creating an album of songs inspired by the Civil War, he had something different in mind, something other than recording the traditional tunes of the era.
The real people who were in the trenches, the men and women who were a major part of the war between the states. And there's some amazing stories that need to be told about acts of kindness and brotherhood and faith and selflessness that this project really brings out. And it's a major part of what makes it special and unique.
Such as the true life tale of John P. Parker, who was sold into slavery at the age of 8. He learned to read and write and apprenticed as an iron worker. Parker would eventually buy his freedom, run his own iron foundry in the northern state of Ohio, and help other slaves escape from the South. Dave Adkins sings Parker's story in The River Man on God Didn't Choose Sides.
River Man was an iron master, I delight. River Man ran a secret freedom train, a dark night. Those who came searching for the promised land crossed down the water with a helping hand from the River Man.
Mark Brink Brinkman wrote The River Man with Paula Breedlove. He was especially touched by Parker's bravery and what he had to put up with while helping others to freedom.
And the stories that we read about the bravery and what they had to put up with, and there was $1,000 bounty put on his head, but nobody knew what he looked like. In fact, we searched for pictures for this project. We found there are no pictures of John Parker because he was so afraid of somebody killing him if they knew what he looked like.
Tim Stafford and Steve Gulley also contributed a song to God Didn't Choose Sides. They wrote about Todd Carter, a lawyer who left his home in Franklin, Tennessee, and followed his brother into the rebel Confederate Army. As Gulley sings, after 3 years of fighting, the soldier found himself just a few miles from his old home, leading a charge toward the Union line.
He jumped up on his dapple gray, volunteered to lead the fray. Saber high and a rebel yell, come on boys, let's give them hell. 1,000 miles and 1,000 days brought him back here to this place, where once the simpler times he roamed. Follow me boys, I'm almost home.
When we got that line in researching the documented proof of the story, we knew we had the title, and we just worked from there and kind of told his story from growing up to ending up being mortally wounded in the Battle of Franklin in his front yard and pulled inside by his family members and saying, can we just bring him inside and let him die in the house he was born in and in the bed where he was born. It was a very poignant story, but also I think telling of the whole war in general. There's a lot of bitter irony in the Civil War, and I hope we drove that point home.
In addition to 12 original songs and one cover of a gospel standard, God Didn't Choose Sides includes a 16-page booklet with photographs and notes that tell the stories behind the songs. Rural Rhythm Records has also set up a website for the album with additional information about the Civil War and the songwriters and performers on the project. One of them is Russell Moore, who tells through song the heartbreaking true story of a woman who learns she's a widow when she sees a photo of her family in the newspaper. The caption explains the picture was found in the hands of a dead soldier. It's called A Picture of Three Children. I'm Catherine Cole.
When that three-day battle ended, one man in blue was found with no name to tell his story as they laid him in the ground. Just one more unknown soldier, but held tightly to his chest was a picture of three children dressed in their Sunday best. They pried it from his fingers, clutched tightly in his grasp, knowing it
picture, traveled farther north each day, where all the local papers described on their front page. A picture of three children in three little wooden chairs, two brothers and one sister, sweet faces and dark hair, three angels to one soldier whose name remains unknown. A picture of three children whose father won't be coming home.